It's Wednesday, April 1st. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Eli Lilly announced on Tuesday that it will acquire drug company Centessa for more than $7 billion. Gas prices around the country are skyrocketing as the war with Iran continues. And the South Shore Line's new branch to Dyer is now up and running. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Eli Lilly announced on Tuesday that it will acquire drug company Centessa for more than $7 billion. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the company specializes in drugs to treat daytime sleepiness and other neurological disorders.
Centessa is in the clinical stages of producing a new class of medicines aimed at assisting with impaired wakefulness, or narcolepsy. A small portion of Americans suffer from narcolepsy, but the research could eventually be used to treat sleepiness as a side effect of diseases like Alzheimer's, which is a focus of Eli Lilly. The biotech company Centessa has headquarters in Boston and London and does not yet have drugs on the market. Centessa shareholders still have to approve the merger, a move not expected until later in the year. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
Gas prices around the country are skyrocketing as the war with Iran continues. WFYI's Barb Anguiano has more.
Gas prices around Indiana have crossed the $4 mark in most major cities. That's according to AAA's Christina Griffiths. She says the last time gas prices were this high was in 2022, but says a spike in prices is typical around this time of year. She says that's due to demand associated with spring break travel and a switch to a less volatile but more expensive summer blend of gasoline. But she says prices are dramatically higher at this moment.
We're at the point where people are starting to figure out, like, okay, whoa, this is getting really expensive. We need to figure out how am I going to spend less on gas.
While gas prices are difficult to predict, Griffith says the best thing motorists can do is have a plan, including researching what gas stations offer the lowest prices along your route. I'm Barb Anguiano in Indianapolis.
Living History Museum Connor Prairie in Central Indiana gets a new way for people to interact with history. After over 2 years of construction, the new center opens April 3rd. WFYI's Zach Bundy has more.
The new Museum Experience Center blends history, STEM, and art through interactive exhibitions and inclusive interpretation. The MEC will introduce 6 signature experience areas, including the Power of Place and Spark Lab, a hands-on space developed by the Smithsonian to engage kids and families. A press release says, quote, "The Museum Experience Center represents a significant investment in Connor Prairie's long-term vision to remain an innovative, community-centered museum for generations to come. It is part of the Prairie Pathways campaign, which raised $44 million through private philanthropy to support the renovation." I'm Zach Bundy in Indianapolis.
The South Shore Line's new branch to Dyer is now up and running. WVPE's Michael Gallenberger was there for the first run.
Mr. Engineer, flip the switch. Let's head south.
Here we go.
At the command of Governor Mike Braun, the first Monon Corridor train pulled out of the Hammond Gateway Station Tuesday and headed south to Munster's border with Dyer. Helping to oversee the first run was conductor Michael Mashburn.
It's pretty exciting. Me and my engineer, we've been doing a lot of the testing and everything to get it ready. So.
And how do you think it went?
I think it went very well.
Dyer Town Council member Mary Tim expects the new branch will lead to a lot of growth.
This opens up a lot of opportunities, not only economically, but just for the people of Dyer. When they want to go into the city, they have a way to do it safely, effectively, you know, saving time. I think it's going to open a lot of doors.
The 8-mile branch includes 3 new stations with plans for a 4th in downtown Hammond. I'm Michael Gallenberger in Dyer.
More news in a moment.
My name is Jacqueline Goldsboro, a proud public media supporter and Fort Wayne community member. I turn to WBOI because it connects me to the world right outside my door. Whether it's local news that impacts my community, educational programs that keep me thinking, or music that I can't find anywhere else, WBOI is where I go to feel informed, inspired, and in tune. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Long wait times are reported nationwide for passengers getting through airport security, but the Indianapolis International Airport says customers only face moderately increased wait times. A new deadly synthetic opioid, cyclophene, has been found in the Midwest. And volunteers met over the weekend at the Monroe County Humane Association to help clear the last of the debris from last month's tornado. That's Who and What for Wednesday, April 1st. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.